Borough President. The borough presidents are the chief executives of each borough. They have the power, for their boroughs, to consult with the mayor in the preparation of the annual executive budget, to make recommendations on budget priorities, capital projects, and other matters, to review land use decisions and proposed sites for city facilities, to monitor the delivery of city services and the performance of contracts, and to have legislation introduced in the city council. Borough presidents earn an annual salary of $160,000. Candidate list for Staten Island Borough President. Lou Leedy, Democratic, Working Families. James S. Otto, Republican, Conservative, Independents. Henry J. Bardell, Green Party. The following Staten Island Borough President candidate did not submit a profile for the voter guide. Silas Johnson, Libertarian. Lou Leedy.
Party enrolled in.
Democratic.
Current occupation.
Retired.
Previous occupations.
NYC public school teacher for 33 years at PS 22, Graniteville.
Education.
Master of Science in Elementary Education from the College of Staten Island. Bachelor of Science in Elementary Ed from Wagner College. Curtis High School.
Organizational affiliations.
Amputee Support Group at Staten Island University Hospital. Ancient Order of Hibernians, JFK Division. North Shore Democratic Club.
Prior public experience.
None. I have real life experience.
What is the most important issue in Staten Island you would address if elected?
Our quality of life. We need schools that will provide education leading to careers. We need hospitals that will care for our sick and injured. We need transportation that will get us around safely and reliably, and we need an environmental plan to prevent disasters. Our population is growing. Now we need our infrastructure to catch up. Let's get more high schools, more hospitals, a North Shore rail line, and a system of earthen berms. As borough president, I will serve personally on the City Planning Commission, the panel for educational policy, and the boards of our hospitals.
What other important issues would you address if elected?
Gun violence. Too many of our children are afraid to play in our many parks and playgrounds. I grew up playing ball on the streets and in the parks. No child should be afraid of playing outside. Let's find out the causes of street crime and solve those problems. The bridge tolls are cutting too deeply into the pockets of our citizens who work or care for people in the other boroughs. Let's find ways to reduce that burden. As an experienced teacher, I have an ability to solve tricky problems that others might walk away from.
What makes you the best candidate for this office?
Growing up and working on Staten Island, just like my parents, grandparents, and great-grandparents, has given me what it takes to be a real Staten Islander. Teaching in a Staten Island public school for 33 years has shown me how diverse and fascinating our population is. Belonging to a trade union has taught me how to achieve realistic goals that improve the lives of hardworking people. Playing softball on fields all over Staten Island has made me fall in love with every neighborhood in our borough. I have real life experience, and I gained that experience on Staten Island.
Participating in the campaign finance program. James S. Otto.
Party enrolled in.
Republican.
Current occupation.
City Council Minority Leader.
Previous occupations.
Chief of Staff to former Council Member John Fusco. Council to former Minority Leader Thomas V. Ognebeni.
Education.
New York Law School, J.D. Fordham University, B.A.
Organizational affiliations.
Member of the Regulatory Review Panel. Former chair of the City Council's Task Force on Operations and Improvement of the Department of Buildings. Former member of the NYS Fire Prevention and Building Code Council.
Prior public experience.
Elected to City Council in 1999. Elected minority leader in 2002.
What is the most important issue in Staten Island you would address if elected?
In late October 2012, Hurricane Sandy devastated many communities on Staten Island. Lives were lost and homes were destroyed. There are many tough decisions that government, working with the affected communities, will have to make. These decisions will profoundly affect Staten Island for years to come. The most important issue I would address is the aftermath of Sandy, including questions regarding the rebuilding process and preparedness for future storms.
What other important issues would you address if elected?
Too many to name. As I indicated in my speech announcing my candidacy, I am preparing 100 specific proposals that I would work on if elected. These include the need for senior housing, solutions to improve our transportation system, economic development ideas to bring greater growth to our borough, and many others. Finally, tolls are an important issue that I will work with the new mayor and the governor to address.
What makes you the best candidate for this office?
I have dedicated my life to serving in city government. It is what I live and breathe, and I have effectively served my constituents. We have had many victories during my years in the City Council, and I will bring the same energy, passion, and experience to my service for the entire borough. Ultimately, my vision of Borough Hall is one where it is used as an instrument of good to improve the lives of Staten Islanders on a daily basis. That is what I intend to do.
Participating in the campaign finance program.
Henry J. Bardell.
Party enrolled in.
Green Party.
Current occupation.
I am currently retired. I worked for 34 years for the New York City Department of Parks and Recreation. I started as an assistant gardener and worked my way up to supervisor. I supervised the maintenance and operation of Clove Lakes Park, Silver Lake Park, South and Midland Beaches, La Tourette Golf Course, and many small parks and playgrounds on Staten Island at various times.
Previous occupations.
I previously worked in the jewelry and steamship businesses.
Education.
I graduated from New Dorp High School in 1960. I went on to graduate from the College of Staten Island with a degree in Associate in Applied Science, majoring in Business Administration.
Organizational affiliations.
I'm a member of the Nature Conservancy, the Trust for Public Land, the Sierra Club, the American Farmland Trust, Protectors of Pine Oak Woods, WBAI, WNYC, 13, AARP, and the Retirees Association of District Council 37.
Prior public experience.
I worked for the NYC Department of Parks and Recreation as a supervisor for 24 years.
What is the most important issue in Staten Island you would address if elected?
One of the most important jobs of a borough president is to be an advocate for his or her borough. As an advocate for Staten Island, I will explain to Staten Islanders how the economic policies of the Democrats and Republicans are ruining not only Staten Island, but the entire nation. We need to rebuild our infrastructure here on Staten Island, which includes a lot of our roads, bridges, schools, parks, and all the damage done by Hurricane Sandy. I'll be a strong advocate to tax the 1% to get the revenue, because they own 35% of the wealth in the United States.
What other important issues would you address if elected?
I am in favor of restoring what we once had and was repealed, which was federal revenue sharing. That works by having the federal government tax the wealthy and then share it with the state and local governments. Ever since revenue sharing was repealed in the 1980s, local real estate taxes have gone up.
What makes you the best candidate for this office?
What makes me the best candidate for this office is because, as a Green, I recognize the maldistribution of wealth in the United States and that we need very progressive taxes on the wealthy 1% in order for our society to function well.
Not participating in the campaign finance.